Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a particular pleasure over the course of the last several weeks to be working with Mark Bowden, whose piece we are about to hear the premiere of in a matter of a couple of minutes. And I thought it would be nice for all of us in the audience just to know one or two things about the piece before we hear it for the first time, because actually, let's be honest, we are all in the same boat. This piece has never been performed before, and therefore it's never been heard before. And I felt it might be good to introduce to you Mark Bowden, and he'll come forward, I'm sure, in just a moment. And also I just wanted to ask him two or three questions about the piece, what led him to write the piece in the way that he did, and one or two things like that. So please could I ask you to put your hands together for Mark Bowden. So Mark, I wondered if we might start with a fairly simple question, which is, what were the inspirations behind the piece that you've written for us tonight?
So I found out I was working with Croydon Bach Choir last September in 2016, and I met Tim and Linda. I had no idea I'd be writing for choir at all. In fact, when I interviewed to be on this programme, one of the questions was, what would you least like to write for? And I said choir and ensemble, because I thought it'd be too challenging, it'd be too difficult to do something original, engaging, and slightly different. And I got paired with Tim and Linda, and we had a very quick discussion, and I think all of us were very clear that we wanted a piece that would be personalised for the choir and for Croydon. And we very quickly hit upon the concept of multiculturalism, and I was going through a bit of a post-Brexit phase myself, and thought that idea of actually celebrating multiculturalism and everything that's good about multiculturalism and working together and collaborating would be something that would be very engaging to do musically, and that's why the piece uses so many different languages and hopefully different styles, elements from different musical cultures.
Thank you. And tempted as I am to push you a little harder on the question of Brexit, I think we might move on and ask a little bit more about the piece. Now, I've got certain moments in the piece that I particularly like, but before I let you know what they are, I wondered whether you might share particular moments that you're particularly happy with about the piece that you've written. What's worked really well from your perspective?
The piece is quite different, so there are lots of different styles in it. The first movement is the first piece I presented to the group, and I'd listened to them rehearse once, and I wanted to create something that was very simple, very cool, very lyrical. And then the first few movements that were submitted are all quite lyrical. They've all got very strong melodic content, hopefully for most of the voices. But as I moved through the process, I wanted to create things that were a little bit more challenging for the choir and hopefully to give them experiences that they'd perhaps not come across before. So the third movement is very much based on rhythmic cells. It's very energetic. The meter, the groupings of rhythms keeps changing all the time and sometimes unpredictably. And it's quite fast as well. So that one's a bit of a challenge.
And quite difficult.
And quite difficult. And then there's another movement in which the choir have a choice of what they sing. So each vocal part has six different phrases, and it's up to each individual singer to choose when they sing, what they sing, within my sort of limitations. So I've controlled the pitch and the rhythms that they're given, but they control the structure and the texture of the whole piece. So that one hopefully is a little bit more engaging for them and gives the choir and Tim some ownership over the shape and the structure of the piece, which of course changes every time they do it.
Thank you. And my final observation, I just wonder whether you might just tell us a little bit about the second to last movement, which is, I think, probably my favourite. It sounds, it's at the start, I might just explain how it will go. It sounds at the start very mysterious and quiet and slow, and then all of a sudden it bursts into what I can really only describe as a kind of drum and bass feel, which is not at all what you might expect. I wonder what led you to drum and bass and whether that was, whether I've read the right thing into that.
No, absolutely. So there is a drum and bass element. It starts off with some canons. There's a link to Bach there, obviously being the Croydon Bach Choir. There are two movements which link quite closely to Bach in terms of the structures I use, not the harmony, but the underlying structures. One is a passacaglia, and it's the penultimate movement which uses these canons that are very typical of Bach. And then it breaks into drum and bass. The link there is, of course, drum and bass music came from Bristol, or originated in Bristol, which is another incredibly multicultural place, and somewhere that I'm quite closely connected with. I live currently in Bath, So there was a link there, and it was to really try and just do something consciously very different with the choir, something they might not have done before, something that relies on them singing riffs that are looped, that are repeated in a much more rhythmic way than they might be used to.
Mark, thank you so much for giving us a little bit of a flavour of it. I hope that's whetted your appetite. Can I say publicly to Mark what an enormous pleasure and privilege it's been to work with you and to have your piece to perform, for which thank you, and forgive any imperfections that are about to happen. But I hope you enjoy what we do. I know that the choir will and the orchestra will. I hope, ladies and gentlemen, you enjoy it too. And Mark will be around during the interval, probably having a large glass of wine, and he's very happy and knows to meet you and talk to you if you have particular questions about the piece that you'd like to raise with him. So Mark, thank you, and we'll look forward to performing it.
Thank you very much.